95.7 Hogs Morning Hog Show. That's us, Riggs. Steve is in a different spot over here, and we bring Josh Messar Perot, Morning Hog, happy hour. That's right.
Morning.
And hey, Josh, welcome back. You know why I'm so happy today, don't you?
Because we have a friend here.
That's right. It is our old friend, somebody who's been on the brew review multiple times.
Right.
Wait, but it's been a long time.
It's been a little while.
Listen to that voice. What, say something, mystery guest.
Hello, hello.
Whoa.
How are you guys today?
That's right, deep. Jeremy. Copper
Bottom. What's up, guys?
Wow.
Look, I got extra stuff today, too. I got lots of stuff today.
Really? Yeah,
my God. Full lineup.
I don't say this to a guy a lot, but look at those bottles.
Mm-hmm.
Look at those. Wow. Mm. You did bring a bunch. Copper Bottom just never stops.
We try not to.
You're always doing something, and clearly you've been doing a lot of something. So let's get into it. Where do we even start today?
You always got to start with vodka.
Okay.
And the reason you got to start with vodka is because it's the least flavorful of all the spirits that we make.
Right.
And if you start further down the line, you're just not going to taste this by the end.
You're going to taint your
palate. Be just totally wrecked.
Just gone. Yeah. So yeah, this is our vodka. We've had this on here before, but it's never bad.
Mm-mm. Right. Of course it's not.
That's one of my favorite noises.
It is awesome. It's mine as well.
Thank you for that.
So we've got vodka here. It's sugarcane based. Make 100% in house, which is pretty rare in this industry. A lot of distilleries are just buying stuff in and repackaging it.
Right.
We make this 100% in house from sugarcane.
Yeah, that's actually a really huge deal. Like I say, most places bring in their base, and then they go from there. But they're 100% in house. Really cool.
And what is the I've been in your room before. You've taken us back there to show us, but essentially what it is, you have sugarcane,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
You do what to it?
So we have sugarcane and water and yeast, and that's it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So and for rum, that's what it has to be. You cannot add anything else to it and still call it rum.
Okay.
The great thing about vodka is you can make it out of anything. And in my opinion, sugarcane is one of the best ingredients to use for vodka, but it's a more traditional style, so it actually has a little flavor to it. It's not just straight like rubbing alcohol.
That's exactly what I was about to say. There's actually some flavor behind it, which is
fantastic. That's straight. Yeah, and by the way, we're doing this straight for those who are not watching the video. Yeah.
If you watch my face, you'll know it's done straight.
Yeah, but it's so smooth, bro.
Smooth, right?
A lot of money wants.
Yeah, and that's the thing. You want it to be smooth, and it's really the process. It's taking those bad alcohols out and really making it nice, smooth, easy to drink.
Right. Okay.
Do you have a favorite cocktail to do with y'all's vodka?
I have a couple. So I really like Moscow Mules. Really like, honestly, I like it on ice. A couple olives, a little vodka martini kind of thing.
Right.
But honestly, that's the way I drink it most of the time. But my mom, my wife, a lot of people that come to the distillery, they like that vodka club soda.
Yes.
A little lime.
Yep. Right here.
I'll do a vodka soda every once in a while.
We'll talk more about your tasting room and stuff over there. But when people come by, you can make them the Moscow Mule right in the cup.
We can. Actually, that's a big change since the last time I was here. Mm-hmm. Now we can actually serve drinks at the distillery where before we couldn't.
That's
only do tastings before. Now we can actually, you can come by, hang out, have a drink. It's fun.
That's right. It's awesome.
New addition.
Yeah. Oh, I like that.
Pick the plan. Listen, people are excited about it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're gonna keep forging ahead, man. So just keep cracking bottles and tell us what we're gonna try.
We got a long way to go, so we might as well.
So
this one is our silver rum. This is actually the very first product that we developed. Okay. Took us the longest. Again, sugarcane base. Same sugarcane base, actually.
Okay. All right.
But very, very flavorful. This one you're gonna get a lot of like butterscotch, banana, vanilla.
Why? Where do those come from? Where do those flavors?
That's just coming from the yeast, mostly.
Really?
Believe it or not, the yeast is the most important part of the process. That's where most of your flavor is going to come from.
Okay, so this is we talk about beer science, right, Josh?
Yeah,
you tell us about it all the time. This is kind of the same parallel.
So I'm not up to par on my spirit science. So are there different types of yeast that a lot of distillers are using to get these different flavor profiles? Or are they using the same across the board?
No, there are thousands or millions of different strains of yeast.
Yeah,
and before we started up, I brought in 30, 40 different strains of yeast, and we distilled the exact same sugarcane. And you'd be amazed at how different each product or each distillation was just by the yeast. The yeast was the only difference.
Awesome. When you feel when you put your head in it,
yeah,
you can taste more.
Absolutely.
What am I tasting? This is the 9 o'clock hour in the morning on a Friday. We are sipping.
That's right
now. Copper Bottom Spirits.
Mm.
So good, man.
Yeah, so that was the first, like I said, that was the very first product that we developed. Still one of our, actually probably is our best seller. Very, very mixable. My favorites with this one is mojitos, but you can make rum punches, great rum and coke, whatever you would normally do with rum.
Right.
It's easy.
Okay. All right. And by the way, all of these available at Copper Bottom.
Absolutely.
Right. We'll tell people where to find that and stuff. Of course, We talk about the website for SRProd.com.
You know what, which one?
You talk about SRProd.com/beerfinder.
Yeah, that'd be it.
You can bang a copper bottom right there, can't you?
Absolutely.
Okay, yeah. There you go.
A lot of locations around town you can pick this stuff up.
Yeah, yep. It's not just your place, right?
No.
Yeah, I'll point that out, so we'll highlight some. All right, do we want to sneak one more in before we take a break?
Let's stick with the clears. So okay. I've got another clear, and this is actually something very special that we don't normally do. This is a gin that we actually do for a local restaurant in town, Rose Villa, out here in Ormond Beach.
Oh, yeah.
And they came to us and wanted a special spirit, and we decided to do a gin, and this one, I will tell you, I am not typically a gin guy. This one's delicious.
I am not either, because I forget the juniper, right, is the base of gin.
Correct. So juniper is the main ingredient. It's got to be at minimum 51% juniper in order to even call it gin.
Really? I did not know that.
Yeah.
Okay.
So if it has to be minimum 51% juniper. This one is actually juniper, coriander, lemon, and lime.
Ooh.
So you get a nice little citrus note on this one.
Coriander
too. It's 90 proof, so it's definitely stronger than everything you tried, but I'll tell you, it's super smooth and very flavorful.
Wow.
I am a gin guy, and this is really, really good.
It's got a sting, but this is a great gin.
Yeah. But super smooth for 90 proof.
It's not alcohol taste.
No. Yeah. Yeah, so basically what we do is we start with our sugarcane vodka that we tried earlier, and then we redistill that through all the botanicals. So like I said, the juniper, coriander, lemon, and lime, and then comes back through the other end, tasting like that.
What is it about the juniper? It's a berry, right?
It's a berry, yep.
Why is the juniper berry so much more powerful than other berries? We have a berry chart that we do on the show a lot. It's usually right here on the wall.
Okay.
We took it down for the hog sign. Yeah, the juniper never makes it. But really,
it should.
It feels like it's got more function.
I feel like it does.
You know what I mean?
I mean, for me, it does.
Sorry, Bloobs. Yeah. I mean, you got to take a back seat to the juniper. Wow, that's amazing. Now, Patrick over at Rose Villa, right? They have that in there.
Place? If you order pretty much any gin cocktail, they're pouring this in it.
Look at that.
And it's delicious. Now, the only place you can get it is at our shop or at Rose Villa.
Okay. I like it. We like that. That's why that'll push us. And Rose Villa is near my new home.
I was going to say.
So I'm saying, like, you get a couple of these, you know, in you and stuff. You can give me a call. I'll get on my cell later. Maybe. We got a bunch of bottles to get through.
I was going to say, we still got a few more.
All right, stick around. We're going to talk more Copper Bottom, Jeremy. And, of course, Josh from SR Prod. It's the Morning Hog Brew Review on 95.7 The Hog.